This is, "I Stuffed My Turkey for This," a Teen Wolf fanfic written by Daisy Diversions and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Derek Hale style Stilinski, with additional tags for Slice of Life, Thanksgiving, Cooking. Summary. Styles always picks the cart with the gimpy wheel. "We're buying gravy," Derek tells him, setting his frown to let Styles know he means serious business or something. Like Styles wasn't giving his vaccine to that face when it was throwing him up against a wall. Well, it wasn't the face that was doing the throwing. That would have been weird. Gravy is made of, like, 90% terrible. And canned gravy is totally 11 times worse. That's a lot of terrible, Derek. That is like being underwater on your terrible. Derek just puts the can in the cart and pushes down the aisle, as fast as werewolfly possible, without arousing any more speculative looks than they were already getting, and accounting for the gimpy front wheel. Styles always picks the cart with the gimpy front wheel. "Yeah?" Styles calls to him. Because, screw it, his father's already going to hear about this, so he might as well exert the maximum embarrassment factor on Derek in vengeance. "You can buy whatever you want, dude. I'm the one who's going to be in the kitchen with Dinah, and I'm not putting that crap on my table." The pointed rattle of Derek's cart is the only answer Styles receives. Styles doesn't stick his tongue out, but it's a close thing. Since this is the seasonal baking aisle, and they're, like, apparently into their shopping list of long, Styles is pretty confident Derek is going to take a loop around the store on principle and meet him back here. He totally still needs Styles for the cooking part of this endeavor, unless he's looking for the nice traditional Thanksgiving pizza delivery option. Which he won't, because Styles brought around leftovers from his Easter roast on a supernatural stakeout. Which would have been 300% more hilarious if it was actually steak, but not as heart healthy. And Derek knows now what he's missing. Styles uses perfectly seasoned home-cooked meat on Derek Hale. It's super effective! So, yeah, Styles, confident in his knowledge that he won't be abandoned, grabs an empty basket from a stack at the end of the aisle, and goes to stare at the spices and see which ones speak to him in the nicest, sweetest, growliest voice, promising to treat him nice and put him to bed and rip his throat out ever so gently if only Styles will take it home. And, yeah, Styles has a lot of problems. He grabs a bunch of stuff, including some ginger because it had been looking at him pointedly, and it was either think about the state of his sanity for the rest of the day or give in. Give in to a spice. Yep. Totally normal behavior. And, like, all the cinnamon. Because it's motherfucking Thanksgiving, alright? And the quantity probably correlates to the millions of pounds of apples that Derek had grabbed and then glared at him. Like, Styles is going to be opposed to apples. Derek is like that with all the super traditional foods, though. And Styles totally gets it. The year after his mom passed, Styles had been determined to make Christmas just as close to the same as possible without a resurrection. Shiny and perfect and bright. Instead, Styles had succeeded in breaking all the ornaments excepting the paper and cloth ones that he'd crafted together in elementary school class, knocking the tree over enough times that it was too depressing to keep up the tally, and decapitating their lawn Santa. It was totally the happiest time of the year. Especially when Styles had cried snotty tears all over his lo mein, and his dad had gotten stupid drunk on homemade eggnog. And this would be Derek's first Thanksgiving without Laura. So overall, Styles is rocking the understanding human pack member thing and will gladly take up the temporary mantle of den mother by feeding all of Derek's surly teenagers to the point of death by turkey inhalation. It's actually a bit thrilling, since Derek had asked him. Cordially, and with a minimal amount of teeth bearing, even. Like he's a functioning adult or something. And this is something Styles can do for Derek. For the pack. Derek loops back around, allowing Styles to dump all his crap in the cart with a long-suffering air, and to drag him over to the organic aisle. Styles has already ruled out attempting a glucose-free meal, because he isn't interested in fending off a mutiny this year, but there are some delicious crackers here that he wants for his cheese platter. It occurs to Styles that this all makes him sound dangerously close to becoming one of those ladies that lunch and read Martha Stewart Living with the intent to actually attempt things. The Christmas issue totally doesn't count, though, okay? And last year's gingerbread house was immaculate and so deliciously worth it. But he's cool with that, because he not-so-secretly loves pretty things. Like his Jeep, and spring afternoons, and, well, yeah, Derek. And speaking of, Derek fingers one of the next step down from industrial-sized cinnamon containers, with something of a half-smile on his face, lips jerking up at the corners. Unsure, but willed on by muscle memory. Han Solo recovering from hibernation sickness. Yeah, yeah, you big goof. Styles bumps their shoulders together as they fall into step. Now, do you want pie or cobbler or both? The end. Reader's notes. So, I usually do an Avengers Thanksgiving-themed podfic around American Thanksgiving, but 2020 being what it is and time having no meaning anymore, I forgot until tomorrow is Thanksgiving. But, you know, everything is a little bit different this year. Everybody is celebrating things a little bit differently than they would have expected to in the past. And it just feels nice to get back to a fandom that's sort of warm and fuzzy and familiar in a, I guess, in a kind of way, like Teen Wolf is. And I hope you and yours are happy if you're celebrating. And I hope you and yours are healthy, whether or not you're celebrating. And I also want to publicly shame Daisy Diversions because it took me 7 tries to get through the first sentence. It's a great sentence. It took me 7 tries, though. Fuck you and your words. I love you, Daisy. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.